Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's official news agency says one Turkish soldier has been killed. Three were wounded in Syria. Two Turkish tanks in the Syrian town of Jarablus came under rocket attack by Kurdish militants. The Turkish military began its so-called Euphrates Shield operation inside Syria with Free Syrian Army units and coalition airplanes to push the Islamic State militants out of Jarablus and to limit the advance of Kurdish forces to the west of the Euphrates River. Soldiers' death is the first reported fatality on the Turkish side. The special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the UN has developed an Aleppo emergency response plan after his appeal for an at least 48-hour humanitarian pause and fighting to deliver United Nations aid to the besieged city. At least 15 civilians were killed Saturday in a barrel bomb attack by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district in Aleppo. Meantime, Syrian rebels and their families have virtually evacuated the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa. Ahmad Durrani, who left Deraa for Idlib, says after he arrived there, everyone welcomed them. Then everyone said that they hoped that they would be able to return to their homes in Deraa soon. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack at a Dhaka cafe claimed by the Islamic State. That siege left 20 hostages dead. 17 of them were foreigners. This is VOA News. Muslim extremists who support the Islamic State have staged a jailbreak in the southern Philippines, freeing 8 of their fellow radicals. Officials say at least 20 heavily armed members of the Mott militant group raided the jail, allowing at least 15 detainees who are not members of the group also to escape. The 8 Mott members who escaped were recently arrested by soldiers who found a homemade bomb in the rebels' van at a security checkpoint. Mott radicals have frequently been seen carrying the black flag of the Islamic State. In all of the chaos of Italy's devastating earthquake, an older sister's embrace allowed a young girl to survive. The story of 9-year-old Giulia Rinaldo and her younger sister Giorgia are recounted by the bishop who celebrated a funeral mass for 35 of the 291 people killed by that quake that ravaged central Italy before dawn on Wednesday.
Una tragedia grandissima.
Gina Rossetti is a quake survivor. She attended the funeral. She said it's a great tragedy and that there are no words to describe it. She said each one of us has pain inside. Rescuers are continuing their search for survivors of the 6.2 magnitude quake, but nobody has been found alive in recent days. Any hopes nearly vanished of finding more survivors. South Sudan's Olympic team and its athletes have returned to the capital, Juba, after representing their country in the Rio Games. Members of the country's Olympics committee expressed their pride in the young athletes and the value of their participation in Rio. Wilson Deng is the South Sudan Olympic Committee president.
Now, other people might think that, why did you come without medals? To me, I would say that in spite we did not come with some medals, we achieved a lot of things. One, recognition of our country in the Olympic family. Number two, we conducted site meetings, and especially with the president of the Olympic Committee, that is Thomas Baha.
It was the first time for South Sudan in its 5 years as a nation to participate in the Olympics. In U.S. presidential politics, Republican nominee Donald Trump has promised he will begin removing, in his words, hundreds of thousands of criminal illegal immigrants from the U.S. on his first day in office. Democratic candidate for president Hillary Clinton has received a 2-hour national security briefing. Trump received a similar briefing earlier this month. The latest Reuters Ipsos poll shows Clinton leading Trump 41-36%. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.